It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
The highs and lows of winter, a challenge for calf owners. And joining us from the Midwest, Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, you're experiencing a roller coaster of weather this winter.
At least in the Midwest, it's been, for example, my house, it was 18 below, and now they're calling for something like 39 above. It's really wreaked havoc with a lot of animal groups, specifically calves, and even more specifically calf respiratories. That kind of temperature roller coaster is very hard on calves. And then this very wet, cold, 34 degrees, 97% humidity. So that kind of weather that just chills you to the bone, that seems a dry 0 degrees seems better than this 34 degrees and wet that we've been having. Just in doing farm calls across the countryside and talking to producers, it just really seems like there's been a significant uptick in calf pneumonia because of this weather.
We hear about humans having to deal with respiratory illness, but when we have somewhat warm temperatures with bursts of cold, like you mentioned, how do the young calves respond?
What calves like is just steady eddy. They don't like a lot of change in their feed program or their daily routine or the weather. And so a nice winter, I think, for raising calves is something where if you could wave a wand and make it plus 10 degrees all winter and just very steady, I think calves would thrive in that. And I think the problem specifically with this high humidity, 34 degree weather type stuff, and we all know from just being outside that that is the kind of cold that wet right around freezing temperatures is just seems very, very cold, is that specifically for raising calves, it poses a lot of challenges. The first one is thermal stress. So the 34 degrees part is not the bad part. It's the 95 to 98% humidity. And what that does is it gets everything wet. Calves can be under more cold stress in a 34 degrees and just wet, nasty day than they might be at a plus 10 degrees low humidity situation. And that's because their jackets are wet, their bedding is wet, their hair is wet, and all of these things from these very high humidity days just reduce their insulating capacity. And the calves have a harder time staying warm. And I think anybody who's outside in that kind of weather knows that that's the kind of temperatures that just chill you right to the bone. And those calves have to live with that. So people ask, well, what are things that we can do to help? It's hard because barns don't have dehumidifiers in them. So we're kind of stuck with the weather that we have. And if we have these high humidity days, that's the life that the calves are going to be living in. But more frequent, smaller amounts of bedding can help in keeping the bedding dry, keep it lofty, give that calf something to nest in. And the other part is just to increase calorie feeding. If calves are going to have to burn more calories to stay warm, then giving them increased calories can really help. And a target that I always have is a pre-weaned baby Holstein calf target 5,000 calories a day when they're 3 weeks of age. And if you look at most milk replacer, say it's probably 2,100 calories a gallon. Say milk is maybe 2,300 calories a gallon. Starter is probably 1,700, maybe 1,800 calories a pound, maybe a little lower. And so what that looks like is a three-week-old calf, they need a gallon of milk in the morning, a gallon of milk at night, plus some starter to get to that 5,000 calorie mark. And so then the question is, why do we see respiratory disease have an uptick when we get this kind of wet, nasty, cold weather? Well, part of it is there's an increased demand on the calf's calorie standpoint to stay warm. And if they don't get those calories, what gets shorted is the immune system. So if the immune system, people in the army, a bunch of soldiers, every white blood cell is like a soldier, and they go to work every day to fight infection, and they get paid with calories. And if the calories in the calf are running low, immune system doesn't get paid, it doesn't go to work, and we see increased diseases like respiratory. That's one reason. The other reason, when we get into these really wet, cold days, the pathogens can just live longer. I mean, pathogens need moisture to stay alive. And in the higher humidity environments, they stay alive longer. So we can see an accumulation of pathogens in the environment. Couple that with a bunch of cold stress because the calves are damp and cold, just a recipe for an increase in respiratory disease. And we've been seeing that across the country, especially in the Midwest. I think every dairy farmer knows it. When you see this kind of wet, nasty weather come through, they're like, this is going to be hard on the calves. But understanding why that increased cold stress from always being wet is part of it, the calorie demand and the impact on the immune system, the fact that the pathogens can build up in the environment when it's wet like this, that's kind of the why behind what we're seeing.
Thanks, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.